Joy Tactics.
Wow. Welcome back to Joy Tactics, the number one podcast regarding all things.
It's really all things regarding everything.
Yeah.
We're going to hit every topic.
I'm Nate.
That's what's funny. I'm Eric Crahill.
I'm Jack.
And this is Joy Tactics. You are now tapped in to Joy Tactics.
Yeah, the Thursday fucking next level episode where we start to go crazy in audio form and video form.
And I know if you're listening to this, this is just the preview, but if you tap into the Patreon, I do whip out my thing every episode. Yeah. Every bonus ep, I do whip out my... whip it out.
Not going to say what the thing is.
Not going to say, but you know. Yeah, you know.
But let's just say every time Nate laughs, he busts shit out of that
thing. I just bust.
What?
Every giggle, a full bust.
Hey, man. That is
Don't take me to
out.
A Robin Williams memorial show. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Robin Williams. That's a type of book that the crackhead homeless guy left outside my door that one time when he broke into my house.
Let's reset. All
right. So,
okay.
What we All were right. peek behind the curtain. We were speaking before this. What are we going to talk about? Should we do Hunter Biden? I don't really know.
Well, maybe Hunter Biden is maybe it's not respectful. It's not our place. We don't know enough about his story.
Yeah. Should we talk about the economy? I don't know.
Well, depressing.
Okay.
And then about Wicked and Gladiator? Well, I haven't seen that, Jack. I've seen it six times already.
Yeah, I have.
Nate. How about movie theaters?
And then we settled on, well, let's keep it light. Let's keep some. I think the tacticians need something just easy to to
it's just
digest.
Funny that it's...
Mm-hmm. Well, we weren't sold on it until Nate held up his fingers and went popcorn,
candy,
soda, snacks.
Oh yeah, I could talk about that for 2 hours.
Oh, we got it. I have opinions on that. Well, yeah. It's true.
So right
I do.
Right off the bat, I'm going to give a controversial movie theater opinion.
Be careful. Be careful.
I am being careful. You see how I'm thinking right now. I'm choosing my words carefully. I am anti food in the movie theater.
Oh hell.
I'm anti.
No.
Well, okay. Hold up. I like popcorn. Okay.
That's food.
I like. But I'm going to say, aside from popcorn, if you're going to eat fucking chicken tenders from the AMC or a pretzel or candy, just go eat fucking dinner. Eat dinner and then see a fucking movie. Or see a movie and then eat fucking dinner. Don't waste those precious calories on that fucking disgusting ass fucking food that they have in those theaters. Because it's awful.
Okay, now
if you are gonna hold up, let me fucking finish. Let me talk. And if you're gonna bring in, if you're gonna eat something, hide a Chipotle bowl or something. Get it from outside the theater and bring it into the movie theater. Just don't eat their ass fucking food, especially AMC. I'm speaking directly to you.
This is what's so curious is because I agree with certain points of what you just said, Mr. Nate, and certain points I disagree with. Here's what I agree with. Food like burgers and cauliflower fucking gochujang bites and French fries and pretzels, get that away from me. And Alamo Drafthouse, I'm talking to you directly, get those servers the hell out of there. Stop having them run around all hunched over. It's not fair to them. I don't like to see a grown person having to hunch over and sprint with a plate full of tater tots with fucking sriracha on them. Listen, I get that. I don't like the smell of burger, sliders, smash burger right next to me while I'm watching Gladiator 2. But candy should be in a movie theater. That's where adults should feel comfortable to eat candy, in darkness, around each other. A little bit of sweetness as they enjoy a psychological escape from the drudgery of modern existence. Candy's okay.
Whoa.
Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.